Stephen Fanula with you on this Friday, and today we have a very special guest. He is Mr. James Doyle. He's got his song out now, the Protein Bar remix of New Era's Birds in the Sky. We seen the joy when that song played on your radio and we thought, get this man in, James. You're very, very welcome today.
Thank you very much.
James, describe to people who you are. A lot of people will know you have 1.2 million followers on TikTok, nearly 1.3.
As I stated, yes.
Yeah. Like, what a crazy couple of years you've had.
Yeah, it's very different to what I was at now 2 years ago. You know, I went from working on sites. I had a short stint in making Boxty, head Boxty chef, no need to flex for a summer. But yeah, it's completely different now doing content creation, especially considering like 2 years ago, I didn't even know what I wanted to do, and now I'm doing this.
What was the spark then to change from being a head Boxty chef to what you're doing now?
Well, I got into the gym and I was kind of like, look, I'm doing fairly well at this. And I was, when in my first year, I just put the foot down, like, you know, whatever I do want, I try and just give it me all. So that's exactly what I done. Took up the TikTok and said, I like doing this as well. And then I made gym TikTok content, and that's how it kind of unfolded.
When you started out on TikTok, did you have a vision of, I'm going to have 1.3 million followers in a couple of years?
No. Like, look, growing up now, I would have been from a generation, like, you know, I'm 02. So I would have been like kind of the first generation to be seeing YouTubers and all that type of stuff. And I would have always grew up wanting to do that. It was Minecraft now, back then. But, you know, content creation was kind of something I always wanted to do, just never really knew how to do it or whatever. And TikTok just opened up the possibility because it's so easy to access making content. So I just done it, and not a chance that I think I'd be at the level that I'm at now.
When you look back over the last couple of years and you've done so much, can you give us a highlight?
It's mad when I say this now, because it was probably when I hit 10,000 followers.
Okay.
Like when I hit the million now, it was very overwhelming. I actually made a video, and it's mad because at the time when I hit it, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, just a million, okay, it's just a number. Then I actually made a video and I ended up bawling out crying because I got to process what actually happened. But when I hit 10,000 followers, it was just like, it was a turning moment. I was like, this is amazing, like, you know. And I've never really felt euphoria since that. The 10,000 followers was just like 10,000 people following you, you know. Like, how many people is in the population of Leitrim? 40?
Less, there's about 33,000 in Leitrim.
So, like, to have a third of me county follow me, like, was just nuts, you know. So, that was the turning point, 10,000 followers.
I didn't know until today that you made Boxty, and a lot of it, you were actually head Boxty maker. You made a joke there, but you genuinely made Boxty.
Yeah. One summer, I decided to switch things off from the sites.
You're on the building sites, first of all.
Yeah.
And like on the building sites, probably earlier than any person beforehand.
Yeah, it was mostly now like part-time summer work and stuff. And then I decided 1 year I wanted to be a bit closer to home because I was living with my granny in Westmead when it's all the sites. So I decided to move home to get a job, and I worked in a Boxty bakery, Drummer Boxty, shout out, you know. I decided to work there purely just to be able to go out, because I wasn't able to go out with my mates when I was in Westmead. So I took the job there and done that for a summer. So yeah, fairly all over the globe, very cultural, you know, cultural.
Because people will look at you and go, oh, that's all he's ever done is TikTok and content creation. But the man knows how to make Boxty better than anyone listening to this show.
Yeah, you make a good bit of Boxty now, you know.
We love a good recipe, so I would just like to get your tips. Type of potato, and then what else, what to make the top tier Boxty, James?
I have to sign NDAs.
Come on now. It's no good to us, James.
I like the old rooster spud.
Rooster, yeah, okay, fair enough. A lot of butter?
Like butter on after, yeah.
Okay, so it's not going into the act. See, I don't have a clue, James. I'm not from Leitrim.
It's a very
complicated
procedure, like.
Don't make us sound weird. It's just potatoes, Fanula. Come on.
It's just potato bread, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, if you can't give away your top secret recipe, that's absolutely fine. But I had to ask because I love food.
It's like the Krabby Patty formula, you know?
Right, okay.
NDAs signed. You have made Boxty, you've been on the building sites, you're a content creator. How do you feel about trying your hand at some radio presentation, maybe doing a weather bulletin for us?
Yeah, look, you've done Mather, you know, I got through 3 years of college somehow, so I'm sure I can give it a knock.
He was talking to a man the other day when he was coming over Mass, and he says to me, Jesus, the sun would split the stones.
So we said we'd bring him in and pull him through his paces. James Doyley, ready for some tongue twisters?
Yeah, ready as ever.
In fairness, I have done very little of these, but we're going to pretend that these things are so important for you doing the weather today. Okay. So from the top, the first one, please.
Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread.
Excellent.
One yes. Take wonder.
Brilliant.
And your buds are good, isn't that it?
Numero two.
Betty's big bunny bobble by the blueberry bush.
This man is too good.
He's getting very confident. There was speed there.
Lightning.
Short and sweet for the next one, James.
Six sticky skeletons.
That's good. You know what? That actually sounded really nice.
To me.
Number four.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Excellent. And you know what? We will skip to the one that everybody knows about, seashells on the seashore, because I feel that is the most difficult of them all.
Yeah, I don't know how I'll do with this now, right? She sells seashells on the seashore. The seashells she sells are the seashells I'm sure. And if she sells seashells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
That's a man ready read a weather bulletin on iRadio. You absolutely aced that.
The last one was a bit dodgy there, but you know, I finished it up.
You finished it up, you got through it.
Now, yeah, you kept going, that's the main thing. Because yeah. I know a lot of times if there's any sort of a stumble at all, the budding newsreader might stumble. Not James Doyle, Dave. He's going to do it.
And for the people wondering, why aren't he playing Birds in the Sky yet? Because we're giving James the power to play it himself. He will get to hit the big green button of play when he wants. Are you ready yet, though? Do you want to take your time?
Take me time. He's into it, you know.
The man needs a cup of tea. We'll get him a snack. We will give away 60 grand in iRadio's cash machine in 5 minutes. And then when he's ready, he'll be ready.
iRadio weather with Arrigna Fuels, manufacturers of quality Irish-made smokeless fuels for open fires and stoves. Find out more at arrignafuels.ie.
Well, I'm done. I'm handing over to James Protein Board Doyle. James, tell us what the weather's like.
There's going to be sunny spells and rain or hail showers. There could be thunderstorms in the west and north and possibly sleet on the high ground. Top temperatures from 5 to 8 degrees.
The man is too good. The man.
You're good.
The man.
Nailed it.
You're too good. You are shamefully good. Do you want a job?
Oh, well, what's the pay like?
Not as good as TikTok.
I know.
Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and Fionnuala.
It has been a pleasure having a radio intern today. I can't really actually call you an intern because you've absolutely bossed every task we've put in front of you. James Doyle, hello, how are we now?
Great, after learning so much today.
You nailed it. Fionnuala there is already looking for you for cover shifts.
Literally, I would be like, you'll get a text being like, how are you fixed there that day, the all-tensing shift, how are you going?
Come in here now, come in here. James, if you don't know who he is, he's a legend. He has nearly 1.3 million TikTok followers. How far off are you that 1.3 million?
I think I'm about 9,000.
You're close. So they're not when they go into the millions.
Sure. After this, they'll be at 2 million, I'd say.
The song, Birds in the Sky with New Era. This was never pre-planned, or it wasn't like a big marketing stunt. This just came together, all of you.
Yeah, it just came out of the blue. Like, look, I just text Ben one day and he said, do you want to do a verse of Birds in the Sky? And I said, sure, look, why not? Wrote a verse in 20 minutes. I said it was good. We do another verse, done that as well. And then I had a song.
What was the thought processes behind there's no birds in the sky because they're all in my car and Landini being mentioned in a pop song? I don't think that's ever happened before. Not even Marty Moan managed that.
Well, the grandfather has a Landini, so...
The inspiration was there all along.
You laugh, but these are the inspirations that the likes of Ed Sheeran and Doja Cat pull from, but their grandfathers don't have Landinis.
That's the issue, and that's why they never made a banger like Birds in the Sky Protein Bar Remix.
Have you got any flack back from Massey Ferguson lovers?
I've got the odd one, actually. Funny enough, yeah.
In all seriousness now, no, we actually have to... This is a bit of an issue here.
No, seriously,
there are... Very political topic, no need.
Seriously, there are death threats from Massey Ferguson owners against my life, please.
I've actually got a lawsuit against against Massey Ferguson.
Ricky Boras, how do you explain to someone that... Just, I'm thinking of someone from a city in the middle of the town. A Ricky Bora.
Yeah, well, like, the entire song now, you really have to be... Well, look, either into the car scene, there's a couple of lads in Dublin that would know what a Ricky Bora is. But in the grand scheme, the entire song, you nearly have to be a culture to understand it. Like, half the people singing it don't have a clue what I'm on about. Like, people don't know what a Landini is. People don't know what a Bora is. And never mind a Ricky Bora.
Well, I'm going to put my hands up because I know what a Bora is, but I haven't a notion what a Ricky Bora is. So
big,
you're
big black schmuck.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah.
And modern. Very cleverly in the song, you can hear the Ricky Bora go, poo.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mix. I do love that noise.
Yeah.
I do.
No pop and bang, huh?
James, we played the song last week, and it is great to get you in today. I'm this side of the desk, you're the other side. Let's swap sides, because I want you to be the one that hits the big play button to play,
round you go.
To officially play his own song on iRadio. Here he comes. It's James Protein Bore Doyle. Come in here, sir. And you can introduce it yourself.
So stand up to watch this.
That's the button that you need to hit.
The big green button.
The big green button.
Okay. It says next.
I'm going to put the headphones on you and you can introduce to the entirety of iRadio your own song.
This is James Doyle or Protein Bar at iRadio coming at you with Birds in the Sky Protein Bar Remix live on iRadio.
He was talking to a man the other day when he was coming over Mass and he says to me, Jesus, the sun would split the stones. He says to him, I tell you, I knew it would be good weather when I woke up this morning. Why, he said to me. He said, sure wasn't there birds in the sky.
Dave and Fanula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.